Get O ye gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Amen. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Yes, lift up your head, O ye gates. Right. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. If you have your personal copy of the world's bestseller, that's the Holy Bible, I want to call your attention back to Romans 5, read so beautifully by Brother Wes. I'm going to ask you to read with me or after me verses 17 through 19. Romans chapter 5, verses 17 through 19. Again, Romans 5, verses 17 through 19. If you have it, say amen. Amen. I'll be reading this from the New King James Translation. And I'm going to ask you to read this text after me. For if by one man's offense, death reigned through the one, and much more, those who receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so through one man's righteous act, the free gift comes to all men, resulting in justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience, many will be made righteous. I want to thank the people of God for reading the word of God in the house of God. I'm going to ask you now to announce this subject after me. We believe this subject will bless your life. And our subject this morning is what one man can do. What one man can do. Once again, what one man can do. Brothers and sisters, there is a connectedness. There is an inner connection of all lives. And whether you believe it or not, we are all tied together in a single garment of destiny. Man was not made for isolation. Man was made for community. John Donne was right when he said, no man is an island in tire of himself. Every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the main. Any man's death diminishes me, for I am involved in mankind. Never sin to know for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee. We are all tied together. And whether you realize it or not, you need other people, and other people need you. No man lives unto himself, and no man dies unto himself. And sometimes we get caught up in the culture of numbers. Sometime, and we're not denying the power in numbers, we're not denying that much can be done when people come together and work together. That's a beautiful thing when people cooperate. A lot can be achieved, a lot can be done. Even the writer in Psalms said how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It's a wonderful thing when people come together, love each other, and work together for a common cause. And even though sometimes we get caught up in the culture of numbers, sometimes we underestimate the power of one. We underestimate the power of individualism. We underestimate what one person can do. And this morning I want to talk about how what one person can do can affect a lot of people. What one person can do can affect people negatively, and what one person can do can affect people positively. So never underestimate the power of one person. Because one person can do a lot of good, or one person can do a lot of damage. So there are three things I want you to see in this message. Number one, I want you to see that one man messed it all up. Yeah, one man messed it all up. Number two, one man straightened it all up. And number three, never underestimate the power of one. Now, God is the super ruler. He's the righteous judge of all the earth. We do well to try to understand how God operates. If anybody you ought to get to know, it's the Lord. Now, there are some people if we do well to know. There are some people it'd be good to have in our corner. Amen. But I must remind you, if God be for you, doesn't matter who's against you. But if God be against you, it doesn't matter who's for you. Amen. So we need to understand how God says, my ways are not like your ways, and my thoughts are not like your thoughts. For as high as the heavens are above the earth are my ways than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And so God rules the world in a different way. But yet this is his world. It doesn't matter that agnostic and atheist said there is no God. I'm telling you, he still lives. Because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He spake and it was. He commanded, and it stood fast. God is so infinitely and profoundly wise. He's a great thinker. The Apostle Paul, Brother Ron, one day was just thinking about the wisdom of God. And so he cried out in Romans 11, 33 through 36. He said, oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments, his ways past finding out. For who have known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor? Who has first given unto him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him and through him and to him are all things. God rules the world. God rules your life. God rules my life. I may not acknowledge him, but it's still a fact. In him I live, I move, and I have my being. And without the Lord, I can do nothing. Well, God doesn't see things the way we see things. You know, people look at it one way. God looks at it in another way. Because according to God, one man messed it up for all of us. And that one man I'm talking about is Adam. You ever wonder why life is so difficult? Why is so much pain and misery and sorrow in this world, perhaps even in your own life? You sometimes feel like Marvin Gaye, make me want to holler. Throw up both my hands. Amen. You might cry out with Shakespeare, life is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. You might cry with Schopenhauer, life is an endless pain with a painful end. But I'm telling you that one man, what one person can do. Adam was a man that introduced death and sin into this world. Adam created something that all of us are affected by. Even though you were not in the Garden of Eden, and I was not in the Garden of Eden, what Adam did affected the world in which we were born, in which our children were born. Adam opened the door to all kinds of problems. Even though Eve took of the forbidden fruit and ate it first, and then Eve, because now Eve was deceived. Sometimes you can do stuff because somebody fooled you. Somebody done bamboozled you. Somebody done hoodwinked you. Is that all right? Well, even though Eve took of the forbidden fruit and she influenced her husband. So wives, be careful how you influence your husband. I least thought the men would say amen. Because y'all got power. Amen. Oh, Lord. Is that all right? Adam was not deceived. He just went along with his wife. Baby, I know this rumpa girl. I just love you. Hello, y'all. Is that all right? And you notice in scripture, even though Eve ate the forbidden fruit first, the Bible doesn't say that sin entered the world through the woman. It says that sin entered the world through the man. Why is that so, Brother Maul? Because Adam was the federal head of the human race. Adam was representing all of us in that God, even though we were not there. And what he did affected your life right now, 2016. Amen. Because Adam opened the door to sin and disobedience. Adam decided he would go his own way. The woman was misled. Was she wrong? Yeah, she was wrong. She was guilty. But she was misled. But Adam deliberately, willfully decided to go against what God told him to do. Perhaps there's somebody here this morning. You know what God wants you to do, but you just won't do it. I ain't expect much on that. Amen. He deliberately, he willfully went against And consequently and subsequently, he became the servant of the devil. And he affected every man, every woman, every boy, every girl that will ever come into this world. Adam had a Burger King mentality. Have it your way. Adam had a Frank Sinatra mentality. I did it my way. Is that all right? Instead of doing it God's way, he did it his way. And as a result, he messed it up. He messed it up for everybody. I'm telling you, one person in a strategic position can mess it up for everybody. One man can do a lot of damage. Is that all right? So one man, never underestimate the power of one person. Never underestimate what you as one individual might be able to do to help this church. Never underestimate what you as one individual might be able to help your family. Never underestimate what you as one individual might be able to help your community. See, a lot of people sell themselves short. And a lot of people buy into, as Brother Ron talked about this morning in the Sunday school, buy into the culture of numbers. But I'm telling you, there is power in one person. Adam messed it up. One man opened the door for all the pain. He opened the door for racial discrimination. He opened the door for sexism. He opened the door for drug addiction and alcoholism and murder and child molestation and every other kind of evil you could think about. He opened the door. He opened Pandora's box, so to speak. The scripture is clear and consistent on sin. Now, sin, wherever it is, whether it's in my life, in this church, in the community, it defies God. And God will always judge sin. Now, whether you confess it or not, God's going to judge it. Amen. Amen? The Bible says in Numbers 32:23, your sins will find you out. Amen. Amen? You can run from the police, but you can't run from God. Whether shall I flee from your presence, and whether shall I go from your spirit? If I make my bed in hell, you're there. If I ascend up to heaven, you're there. If I take the wings of a morning and I dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there, your right hand will lead me and your right hand will hold me. If I say to the night, please cover me, even the night shall be light about me. I can't run from God. Bible says in Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death. Bible says in James 1:15, when sin is finished, it brings forth death. Adam messed it up. And because of what Adam did, all of us have to die a physical death. Even though you weren't there, I weren't there, we are represented by Adam in that God for what he did. And so all of us, in fact, I want to kind of get ahead of myself, we wouldn't be alive today right now if it hadn't been for Christ. Because Adam messed it up. And no matter whether you live in Mountain Brook, West End, Central Park, Dolomite, Amen. Adam affects you. You having a hard time on your job? Adam did it. Having a hard time in your family? Adam did it. Having a hard time at church? Adam did it. One man, one person can mess it up. Now I want to try to help you to understand the gravity of this. This thing was so serious. What Adam did was a dog day. Adam, the federal head of the human race, deliberately chose to obey his creator and his God. What are you doing? Are you deliberately ignoring God? Decided to go his own way. And what Adam did was so bad. It was worse than when atomic bombs rained down on the cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And that was a terrible day. What Adam did was worse than when an assassin bullet killed President John F. Kennedy. What Adam did was worse than when an assassin bullet stopped that silver tongue orator and that great drum major, Martin Luther King, in Memphis, Tennessee. What Adam did far surpasses. It was the darkest day in human history. What Adam did far surpasses 6 million Jews being killed in the urns of Auschwitz. Amen. And slaughtered by that madman called Adolf Hitler. I'm telling you, what Adam did, one man can mess it up for a whole lot of people. Achan was one man. But he messed up. One man can cause a whole race to be defeated. Amen. God told him in Jericho, Brother Sperling, the city is devoted to me. The spoils are to be devoted to God. Don't you touch it. And sometimes when you tell us don't do it, that's like telling us to do it. He saw a wedge of gold. He saw a beautiful Babylonian garment. And he took it. And he hid it. He dug a hole in his tent and he hid it. And the nation went out to war. They should have won. There are some battles we should have won. And they were defeated. Here's what God said. God said, one man. Now watch this. Because we all tied together. God said, one man, he said, Israel has sinned. And Achan not only caused soldiers to die, he got his whole family killed. One man. If you're on an airplane, and they normally have two in there. But if you're on an airplane and the pilot flying drunk, that affects you. Amen. Amen. That's why, Brother Earl, whenever I fly, I always stop by the pilot when we land and say, thank you. Amen. 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 One man can mess it up. Yes, sir. But I got some good news for y'all. One man. One man straightened it up. Yes, sir. And that man is called Jesus. Amen. This man never sinned. Perfect life of obedience. And he wasn't just thinking about himself. He didn't go to the cross for himself. Amen. One man straightened it up. Aren't you glad by that? His name shall be called Wonderful. No wonder they call him Wonderful, Wes. Wonderful Counselor. Yes, he's a mighty God. He's an everlasting Father. And he is the Prince of Peace. One man, what Adam messed up, Jesus straightened it up. And I'll tell you what one man can do. And that's why he said, I am the way. And let's make it more personal. I am your way. How many are looking for a way out? I'm telling you, Jesus is your way out. You trying to figure it out? I'm telling you that he is the way out. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. He had a command from the Father to die for my sins. All have sinned without exception. And without excuse. Now, all of us may not sin in the same way. What I might like, you might not like. You see, I wouldn't buy no chocolate ice cream. Hello, y'all. But some of y'all like chocolate. Some of y'all like chocolate. Amen. But I always, Brother Harris, keep coming back to vanilla. Amen. Is that all right? You couldn't kill the rat if he didn't like cheese. Y'all all right? The cheese is what? He likes peanut butter too. Now some of y'all don't know nothing about rats and mice. Some of y'all don't have to buy no raid. But some of us do. Is that all right? I may not like what you like, but there are some things that dial my number. All have sin. Without exception, without excuse. Now, what God did, since one man messed it up, God chose another man to represent you and me. Yes, sir. To straighten it up. Praise the Lord. The old man introduced death. Yes, sir. The new man introduced life. And Brother West read about righteousness reigns through life, because sin can take over your life. Sin can take over your life. Well, all your life is about is sin. Amen? All you about is doing your thing. It can take over your life. So sin can reign. That come from where we get kingdom. Kingdom means to rule. Sin can reign. Righteousness should reign, should take control of my life. God had a command for Jesus that Jesus would die upon the blood-drenched slopes of Calvary. Well, I raise a question as I conclude. How could what one man do create so much trouble, and how could what one man do bring about so many blessings? Number one, what one man could do could create so much trouble because a lot of time things happen, you didn't personally have a hand in it, but it affects you. And the reason Jesus can straighten it up because his death that we're going to be celebrating is so valuable and priceless and precious. It's the most precious thing you got. It's more important than your money. Because if you depended on your money to go to heaven, you'd never make it. We're not saved by a corruptible thing like silver and gold, but by the precious blood of Jesus, as of a lamb without spot or blemish. Amen. So when Jesus died and was resurrected, it was the greatest day this world has ever known. It was greater than the day when man landed on the moon. Can you relate to that? It was greater than when Hank Aaron broke Babe Ruth's home run record. It was greater than when Al Lee won the Thriller in Manila. It was greater than when Dr. J and Michael Jordan defied the laws of gravity and dunked a basketball. This was the greatest day, the greatest moment in human history, when this other man, one man, what one man can do, died for my sins. Oh, happy day when Jesus took my sins away. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again, Wes? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is thy flow. Lord, it makes me what? White as snow. Adam did what? He messed it up, didn't he? But Christ did what? He straightened it up. So let me leave you with this. Never underestimate the power of one. I am one. I am only one. I cannot do everything. But it does not mean I can't do something. So I won't let the fact, Yvonne, that I can't do everything stop me from doing the one thing or the something that I can do. Never underestimate the power of one. Maybe somebody see you get on fire. It'll motivate them to go to the next level. Because we love to hear stories of personal success. Is that all right? Well, somebody may be trying to find out what is life all about. Sigmund Freud said that life is about finding pleasure. That's what Freud said. Alfred Adler said that life is about finding power. Viktor Frankl, Jimmy, said life is about finding meaning. But Jesus Christ said life is about finding glory. He said, lay up for yourselves what? Treasures in heaven. Because they got a movie coming out about Madoff. Because Madoff made off with all the dough. Is that all right? But there's a place in heaven where you won't have to worry about Madoff. There's a place called heaven where you won't have to worry about a Michael Milken. Is that all right? There's a place called heaven where you won't have to worry about scam from WorldCom and Enron. Is that all right? Because your possessions are secure in heaven. And I'm going to trust in the words of Jesus. Because the words of Jesus are like building my house upon a rock. Can you say amen to that? Amen. It's like building my life upon a rock. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground ain't nothing but sinking sand. Is that all right? And Brother Spurling like to sing, there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. Can anybody say no? Not one. No, not one. Is that all right? And then he said, Jesus knows all about my struggle. Can I say amen to that? He will guide till the day is done. So never underestimate the power of one man. One man can mess it up, and one man can straighten it up. Is that all right? By one man, death came into the world, or by the first Adam, death came into the world. But by the second Adam, life came into the world. The first Adam opened the door to fear, but the second Adam opened the door to faith. The first Adam opened the door to pain, but the second Adam opened the door to peace. The first Adam opened the door to misery, but the second Adam opened the door to mercy. The first Adam opened the door to ruin, but the second Adam opened the door to restoration. The first Adam opened the door to sickness, but the second Adam opened the door to healing. Is that all right? The first Adam opened the door to condemnation, but the second Adam opened the door to salvation. Is that all right? And that's why I'm glad. How many can say this morning, I'm glad.
Glad.
I'm glad, glad that I know the man that trotted out the wine press alone. Is that all right? Somebody say why. He's A, he's Alpha and Omega, he's B, he's the bright and the morning star. Somebody said he's C, he's Christ the Lord. D, he's my deliverer. E, he's my everlasting father. F, he's a Pharisee of 10,000 to my soul. G, he's God with us. I tell you what one man can do. Is that all right? H, he's the head of the church. I am that I am. J, just a closer walk with the K, he's the King of Kings. L, he's the lily of the valley. In sorrow, he's my comfort. In trouble, he's my stay. He tells me every care on him to roll. He's the lily of the valley. He's the bright and the morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul, and I ain't lost my place. M, he's a Messiah. N, he's a Nazarene. O, he's the only begotten of the Father, full of Prince and P, he's a Prince of Peace. R, he's the Rose of Sharon. S, he's the Savior of the world. Is that all right? T, he is God tenderly. Is that all right? U, he's an unspeakable gift. W, he's a wheel in the middle of the wheel. Is that all right? X, he's an extra that makes my life worth living. Z, Z, I said Z, Z, he's Zion bound. When the morning comes,
yes,
Sister Faith, somebody said he's just like an ever-ready battery. He just keep going and going and going and going. Somebody said he's like Timex Jimmy. He took a licking and kept right on ticking. Is that all right? Brother Harris, somebody said he's like a State Farm, like a good neighbor. Jesus Christ is there. Somebody said he's like all state, you in
good hands.
I said you are in good hands,
yes, sir,
with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's the message, my beloved. Would you stand, please? What one man can do. Amen. Yes, we're not denying the power of the many, but I'm talking about what one person can do. You, one person can change. You know, God has a strategy of making the world a better place one person at a time. Because he saves people, what? One at a time. Amen? So let me do the invitation this way. God says, come, let me help you. Wherever you are this morning, God is speaking to you. And he's saying, whatever you're dealing with, come and let me help you. That's what he's saying. Pride is saying, I won't come. Pride goeth before destruction. And a what? Haughty spirit before a fall. Humility says, yes, Lord. I hear you. And Lord, I'm coming. No longer will I defy you, Lord. I hear you. Sometime, Mama would say to me, boy! Boy! You hear me, boy? I heard her, Claudia, but I ain't here. Can anybody relate? Did you hear God? Did you hear God calling your name this morning? Do you hear him calling your name? Are you going to follow Adam or Christ? One man messed you up. So, man, you done messed me up. You ever said that to somebody? Boy, you about to mess me up. You ever been there? Will you shut up? You about to, will you hush? But then another man can help you to, and I'm going to tell you something, you will never fix it without Jesus. And you will never fix it until you humble yourself enough to say, Lord, I hear you, and Lord, I'm coming. So it's about Christ or condemnation. No in between. Either you have Christ or you have condemnation. Christ or poverty. Christ or hopelessness. He straightened it up. Brother West read it. He died for your sin. Adam messed you up. But Christ straightened you up. All you got to do is let him into your heart and into your life. How do I do it? I don't have a problem with letting Christ come into your heart. Just do it the Bible way. And when you let Christ come into your heart, if you're a Christian, then you repent, you confess, and you pray. When you let Christ come into your heart, you hadn't been saved. You hear the gospel, you believe it, you repent of your sin, you are baptized, and then you straighten it up. Some of us in here right now don't want to admit it, but you messed up. Come on. I ain't going to be like Joel Osteen, won't tell folks the truth. Let's sing the invitation of him. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Why don't you hear my humble cry? You know that why on earth dost thou art called? Oh, do not pass. I'm calling you, Savior. Oh, Savior. Why don't you hear my humble cry? You know that why honor, thus thou art called.